quarter to six in the morning on a snowy Friday, 34 degrees. This is January 15th, and it's time for First Thoughts. The best 5 minutes of the day, our buddy Jason Cans from his home in Eau Claire, from jasoncans.com. Good morning.
Good morning. Halfway through January, almost.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, if you look at the temperature and the amount of snow, I mean, yesterday, kind of tame during the day a little bit. When you look outside today, not that bad, really.
Right, right. I agree.
Kind of heavy and wet, though. I mean, it's kind of slushy and deal like that. And what you get in radio is it kind of accumulates on our satellite dishes in terms of our news and gathering some of our programs. So kind of was getting a good workout, kind of scraping a couple of satellite dishes this morning. So
that's not what one would think of as a radio broadcaster's job.
You know, we got to work off those donuts somehow. So, yeah. Okay, let's see. This is the day 12 years ago. They made a movie, a whole book out of this. Remember the miracle on the Hudson, the U.S. Airways flight 1549, making that emergency landing on the Hudson River?
Yeah, so it was the one about Captain Sully?
Yeah, right. That was this day 12 years ago. So.
Wow.
I know.
Impressive. Time flies.
It does. It does. Also, today is Bean Day.
Bean Day,
Bagel Day, and Hat Day.
Okay.
Now we
probably won't do a bagel or a bean, but maybe I'll wear a hat.
Yeah. So, are you somewhat follically challenged? We haven't talked about that much on the air.
Somewhat follically challenged? Yes. that's a proud legacy from my maternal grandfather. Thankfully.
What's your journey with hair been like then?
My journey with hair, I had a mullet in high school, and I had a rat tail for a while that some of the bullies chased me around and pinned me down and were going to cut it off with the scissors when I was in school.
But when did it start to decline in your head?
I think when I was probably in my mid-20s, I was getting a haircut and the barber turned my chair around and I saw a bald spot at the back of my head. And I said, "Stop." And she said, "Sir, what's the matter?" And I said, "What the heck is that?" And she said, "Sir, what's wrong?" And I said, "I'm going bald." And she said, "Sir, it happens to a lot of men." And I was like, "Oh my gosh." So up until
that point, you'd never, you know, the idea of going bald in your mid-20s seems really early, right?
So. Yeah, it does. And, you know, so I tried to cover it for a while, and eventually I was like, you know what, I'm just shaving it. And I've had it shaved for a long, long time at this point.
Yeah. And so you're in the Bald is Beautiful Club.
Bald is Beautiful, that's right. I'm glad you said it that way.
Let's go to the devotion from Notes from the Upper Room, the book you wrote. The devotions go with it. It's on John 13 through 17, the Upper Room Discourse. I think we're on John 15, 12 today.
You bet. So John 15:12 says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." So I wrote this. I said, once again, Jesus returns to his commandment. His wording mirrors what he said in John 13:34. Remember, repetition helps remembrance, and there is nothing more important for us to remember than Jesus loves us, and in turn, we are called to love like him. Our love is not some formless, squishy emotion, but service and other-centeredness. Jesus' love took him to the cross. Do you ever feel overwhelmed by this commandment? Jesus was perfect in every way. Though he was human, he never sinned. He always loved perfectly. How can we achieve his standard of love and service? I think Jesus asked us to live in the manner of Jesus, even though we are far from perfect, seeking opportunities to serve, uplift, and bless others. He wants our lives to reflect his kindness and goodness. He wants us to love others in the ways we need to be loved, but we cannot do this if we fail to understand how rooted and grounded we are in Christ's love.
Hmm.
Yes. I don't know about you, but that's something I desire every day and struggle with every day.
Yeah, we know that we're called love one another. Boy, that's a high order. And a lot of times I only think of that as being in earlier in John 13:34, but there it is in John 15:12 again.
Yeah, I mean, that's a theme that just weaves itself all the way through John's gospel, and certainly through the Upper Room Discourse. So.
Mm-hmm. And Well, that's good stuff for sure. I mean, that's what it's about. And during these challenging times, I mean, to hold on to those relationships, my word of the year, relationship with God, relationship with others. And that's what it's all about. We love because he first loved us. We try to remind the people about that every morning. Close us out with your prayer for that one.
Sure. Jesus, lover of my soul, heart, mind, and body, help me to become love as you are love. Help me to offer extravagant grace and sacrificial love to a lost and hurting world. Amen.
Amen indeed. All right. Well, God's grace to you and the family this weekend. We'll hook up with you again Monday morning at 5:45, all right?
Very good. Talk to you then.
All right. It is the WIB Wake Up Show for a Friday, a snowy Friday, and Havo and Caleb with you, and a lot going on here on a Friday. We've got something posted to the WIB Facebook page this morning, and love to have you answer maybe on the listener line as well at 396-1670. What's something that your child did recently that made you proud? Let me ask you, Caleb. You've got a few children. Something you've seen them do that made you proud as a dad?
Yeah, well, I mean, and lots of things day by day, but I have to say with Lily, our oldest, I've really loved recently, I've heard in church and then sometimes even when we're in the car listening to the station, she started to pick out, and I don't ever remember her being taught this, but maybe Lindsay would say, No, I've been working with her on it, but she started to sing parts. And I'm like, I didn't even know you knew how to do that, but I can hear her like by ear picking that out. And I love not only that she loves music, but also that, she's making an even more beautiful, joyful noise these days, too. So I love hearing that from Lily. Love seeing all of her just art. I mean, some of the amazing things that she makes. It's like, how do you even think of that? So I love the way her mind works. For Cooper, as I go through my kids, Cooper, he just has an enthusiasm that makes me proud all the time. He just has a zest for life. But one of the things I've noticed, I mean, Cooper's a big kid, you know, he's our big, strong boy. And when I see him playing with his baby sister, who again is three now, but she's petite, she's small. And the way I see him playing with her, yeah, they rough house from time to time, but sometimes he'll just play just gently and kindly. He'll look out for her and he's her protector. And that's what I want to train my son to be. So really proud about that. And Nora, Daddy's really proud when you go potty on the potty chair. Super proud. So that's something I've seen, but would love to see more.
Nora!
So
right. Become a regular. Oh, yeah, I hear you on that. I'm proud of how hard my daughter's, Elena's been working in school. And the other day I caught her singing Revolutionary from Josh Wilson in the kitchen and just made me just so happy. Like, that just is awesome. Michael, how hard, hopefully he's working at his schoolwork and also seeing him step out in wrestling. I mean, that's, you know, not playing it safe, getting out there and grappling and learning as a freshman wrestler. With the team at Eau Claire North. So a couple of things I've seen.
Calvo, we're asking this morning on the Facebook page for WIB Radio, but also on our WIB listener line, we're loving voicemails at 715-396-1670. A simple question, what's something your child did recently that made you proud? And we're asking you to say this to not only help us as parents realize what gifts we've been given with our children, but also to affirm and encourage them so that they can hear these words of praise from their parents.
Yeah, you did a good job with coming up with this question and do a good job, I think, manning our social media, emphasizing the positive. Mary says one of her grandsons played Santa for the people in the nursing home. She says his mom helps with the activities there. So proud of her, but that her son would play Santa for the residents. I'm so proud of him.
Troy, our friend Troy, says, my daughter makes me proud all the time. Most recent events are making her bed. Yes, good. Taking care of her bunnies and hamster, doing her spelling words and homework. Can be simple things.
Yeah.
What makes you proud about your kid?
Christine, I like this one. My youngest daughter, Harley Judes, just got into the master's program at UW Eau Claire. How cool. My oldest daughter, Kelsey Wenzel, just got a new job at Bob's Processing in Bloomer, in addition to her other job, a proud mom.
And one more here from Shannon. This one just really resonates with me. She's, you know, what are you proud about with your kid? And she says, my oldest started potty training.
There we go.
Yes.
So here's a few make your mama proud moments from my kids. My four-year-old son wrestled the big, heavy glass door open at church last Sunday for two ladies to enter. My nine-year-old son was so gracious as to give away one of his free ice cream cards to a friend for his birthday. My 12-year-old son saw that my 4-year-old was gotten his kitty cat and his little snowmobile stuck, so he jumped in his boots to run out and help him get out of the snow without even being asked. And then my 13-year-old daughter was, she's learning how to drive her own snowmobile this year, and she's doing an amazing job.
Well, our question of the morning on the WIB Wake Up Show, let's see, we got it on the actual WIB page, actually. Yeah, Caleb's got it posted there. And we got more followers, actually, more fans, I guess, on the WIB Facebook page. So a broader audience to draw from. And it's this question with the purple background. What's something your child did recently that made you proud? And we've got some great answers there. Georgianne says, got up before us, made breakfast, eggs, placed an already made muffin on a plate, poured orange juice for everyone, made coffee, and woke us up with kisses. This is an 8-year-old. Wow. The brother got hurt, and he asked to pray over him so he would feel better, the 3-year-old. So that's fantastic. I can see why you're proud. Jen says, made a huge personal comeback in life. Tam says, my oldest son is having a lot of behavioral mental health issues, yet amidst the storm, he's doing well on his schooling that is now all distance learning. And she also says that her oldest daughter is working on voicing her feelings, and while she isn't always the best at it, she's done well in the last couple weeks with a lot going on at school with friends and at home with siblings, and says, I'm proud of all my kids for being excited for me to be a sub at their school. It's been so good and even fun seeing them wave to me or hug me throughout my days there. So those are a few. We've got some others. The listener line also open at 715-396-1670 on this question. What have your kids done to make
I'm
you proud?
I'm very proud of my son, Samuel. He worked hard at getting his Eagle Scout for Boy Scouts at Troop 34 at 16 years old. Makes me very proud.
Ooh, my goodness. So many things going on this week, as always, and there's no possible way you can keep up. And we're saying, you know what? You don't need to try to keep up with current events and news, sports, politics, pop culture. We will bring it to you here on the WIB Wake Up Show, and we'll do it in condensed form because we respect your time. It's our Friday morning tradition. Headlines, here we go.
I always put it in the podcast as humor in the headlines, and it's one of our most popular segments of the week. Headlining the news this morning, research shows that if you feel younger than your actual age, you'll live longer.
So I guess on second thought, my family shouldn't be upset over grandma's nose piercing?
Guess not.
A dog in the United Kingdom had surgery after swallowing sticks, rocks, and its owner's engagement and wedding rings.
What it should have grabbed was its owner's glasses.
Would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah. Tom Hanks had to shave his head for a role in an upcoming film about Elvis Presley.
And then he'll segue seamlessly into the lead role in a biography about Mr. Clean.
There you go. He can do it all.
Some robbers were arrested on a beach in Brazil after a man noticed two of them were wearing clothes stolen from his home.
Yeah, the man hesitated calling the cops because the clothes were stuff he got for Christmas and didn't really want back. Meanwhile, McDonald's has added 3 new sandwiches to compete in the Chicken Wars.
Chicken Wars sounds like a reality show on Discovery after they ran out of ideas.
Or some kind of video game or something.
By now, about 1 in 3 of us have just blown our New Year's resolution. By March, only 12% of us will still be on track.
Yeah, this year I'm resolving to eat less, only once around the Taco Bell drive-thru.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And finally, scientists say ancient civilizations wore makeup thousands of years ago.
But putting mud on your face didn't become really popular until someone put it in a jar and sold it for $150. Those are your headlines. And now you're all caught up. Well, another weekend's upon us. It's that time.
I humbly lead you by one in our NFL playoff picks from last weekend.
Yeah,
we moved to the divisional
really
round.
On that Titans pick.
All right, so let's go in the order that the games will be played, starting with, or should we reverse? We should finish with the Packer game, shouldn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, I think Saturday is the better day of games, but let's go to Sunday, where the first game is going to be Cleveland at Kansas City. Can the Browns do it again?
I do not think so.
Yeah,
I don't
think so.
This one's all Patrick Mahomes and Clyde Edwards-Helaire is coming back, Chiefs.
I am not picking against the defending champs at home. On this, the anniversary that the Packers beat the Chiefs in Super Bowl I.
Right on.
35-10.
Max McGee, Boyd Dowler.
I'm taking KC as well. All right. Second game, 6:40 on Sunday night. At least that's what it lists here. Tampa Bay at New Orleans.
I think TB12 gets it done. As much as I'd like to see the Saints take him down, I think Tom Brady gets to another championship game, but on the NFC for the first time.
I'll play it safe. New Orleans has not only beaten but blown out Tampa both times, opening game, and after they got Antonio Brown. I'll take the Saints to make it 3 in a row.
All right, that's our 1 point of differentiation so far. On to Saturday now.
All right, let's take game 2 on Saturday. A good one in Buffalo, New York, upstate New York. The Bills hosting the Ravens. What do you say?
Bills.
The Bills, the home team. Boy, I tell you what, I'll make it interesting. I'll take Baltimore to go in. That Bills
defense
is a little bit questionable.
That Baltimore defense is incredible.
The Baltimore defense is, but the Buffalo defense a little shaky. I'll take Baltimore for the upset to get to the AFC Championship game. And then our Packers
the main
hosting
event.
The Rams, 3:35 tomorrow at Lambeau.
I have some cautious optimism for this. We've been talking about it off the air all week, you and I, Alvo. And I think the Packers get the job done. I think it's probably right about the best defense we've faced all year. The NFL's best defensive player in Aaron Donald. He's a little banged up. I think Aaron Rodgers is the MVP, and I think the MVP leads us to the NFC Championship game. So, I think our season could end, but I think the Packers get the job done.
It's the number one scoring offense in the Packers in the whole league against the number one scoring defense. The Rams have only given up more than 30 one time. It'll be two after Saturday. I'm guarding against overconfidence, the Packers, to move on to the NFC title game at home next weekend. Well, we had a fun week from our Make Us Laugh Monday to your brush with fame stories to tell us about your memories of your grandma. And so it all comes together right now in the best of the week on the Wib Wake Up Show.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Kapow, bang, wham, whatever it might have been, it went on the TV screen 55 years ago today, the Batman TV series debuting on ABC, and I think it was consecutive nights, Caleb, it would be, and they'd have so many cliffhangers, and they'd leave you, and then you'd come back.
Same bat time,
exactly.
Same bat channel.
My grandma was everything to me. We were best friends.
Tell you what, I'm not sure how many cookies it takes to be happy, but so far it's not 27.
I like it.
Good morning. This is Sherry calling from Whitehall. Memories of my grandma. She was an awesome woman. She was a first-generation American, and Polish was her first written and spoken language. She had a wonderful sense of humor, probably because she was born on April 1st, but she always had the biggest heart and the kindest woman I have ever known in my entire life.
What's your secret ingredient, Sally? Let me tell you, mealworms.
In the last 5 years of her life, 6 years, we talked every day. We gossiped, we laughed, we cried, everything.
I have a decent memory, I really think I do. But when I see hot pizza, that's anything but true. Can't wait for it to cool, and that's when things start heading south. Cause once again, it scalds me on the roof of my mouth. Ow. So good, though.
And she had very few rules, but number one was begin and end each day in prayer. Always, those are some of my fondest memories of staying overnight at Grandma's house, was always praying in the morning and praying in the evening. And number two rule was no one ever left her home hungry, whether you were family, neighbor, friend, stranger. Mm. You walked through her door, are you hungry? Do you need something to eat? Were her first words. Mm. Everything was... Her house was just so full of love, always.
When I was 14 years old, I was in Phoenix, Arizona, and we were at the airport, and I met John Wayne. I remember he came off his private plane, and he had a tiger with him, and there was only about 14 of his kids or so, and we petted the tiger, shook his hand, and I remember when I shook his hand, my hand disappeared. He was a huge man. And he talked just like he sounded in the movies, to my recollection.
I met Charlton Heston at my girlfriend Sunesh's wedding, and it was awesome.
Back-to-back references to John Wayne and Charlton Heston. Wow.
There you go. Yeah. Moses and the Duke. That's fantastic.
When her last days were coming near, she asked me not to leave her alone when she was dying. I stayed with her for 4.5 days. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. But we talked. When she couldn't talk anymore, I talked to her. I read her the Bible. We held hands because she knew I was there. And that last night when she passed away, I was with her. There were lightning streaks. And I told her, I said, you know, they're putting on a show for you, Grandma. And I held her hand. And she struggled the last 2 days. And when she passed away, I had to leave the room. And I went back in and sat with her until the funeral people came. And it was so peaceful. I said, Grandma, you're with God now. You're with Grandpa. And I just loved her to death. I, too, miss her every day.
What's the difference between a steak and a shooting star?
What?
One's meaty, the other's a little meatier.
Aha, meteor, gotcha.
She taught me how to figure things out. She obviously was during the Great Depression, and she really made do. There's no such thing as you can't do something. Just figure out how to get it done. If you don't have exactly what you need, figure out how to get it done.
Cricket bars, chocolate dipped grasshoppers, and fried silkworms, some of the delicacies in other parts of the world.
But her faith was always in God. That was the number one, and it has inspired my faith to this day. Mm. And I love and miss her always.
You know, that must be rough to be a grandpa. I mean, a baby mispronounces a word, and suddenly you're known as Peepo for the next 30 years.
Oh,
how
man.
True is that? Pizza, you're so cunning. I really wish I'd learn. You never really love me. You just want to watch me burn. You'll never show me mercy, but as I find the ice, I talk around my blisters. Hey, toss me another slice.
Toss me one more slice.
I didn't get to experience that as a kid, yeah. But I love MeTV, especially considering some of that trash that's on these days, too.
Yeah.
I love seeing some of these nostalgic ones, and it still holds true. I know it's campy, it's a little corny, yeah. But my kids enjoy it.
Cooper
loves superhero stuff, and I have to say, as a dad getting toward middle age here, I appreciate the courage of Adam West to have a little bit of a dad bod in those tights.
Absolutely.
All I can say is people cherish your grandmas and grandpas. You never get them back.
Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.